Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And let's go back to Darren now.
Yeah, only one place to start, Mary, and that is the Euros. It's all coming together now nicely. Spain came from behind to beat France 2-1, and they are through to the final on Sunday. Spain, not at their brilliant best, to be honest, but they got the job done again. 16-year-old Lamine Yamal, he's been lighting up this tournament, and he did so again last night, scored an amazing goal. He's the youngest player to score in the history of the Euros. They will play either England or the Netherlands, who meet tonight. And let's go live to Germany and check in with Dara Maloney, our big match commentator. Dara, looking forward to looking ahead to the England game against the Dutch. But first, reflections on last night. What about this wonder kid? How good is he?
Oh, look, he's sensational, Darren. Good morning from Dortmund. Look, I think we're kind of seeing the birth of a new superstar, 16 years of age. You're kind of looking at the kid going, should he even be up at this hour? It's so late, and with the extra hour in Germany as well. But look, people have been talking about him for quite a while. There's this famous picture of himself and Lionel Messi in the dressing room at Barcelona, and Lamal is... he's a couple of months old, and Messi's kind of, I think he's given him a bath, actually. People have seen the picture, I'm sure, on the web and stuff like that. But the contrast with himself and Mbappe, like, I suppose France, all the way through the tournament, there's nearly a comparison as well with England. They have not played well, and Deschamps has been biting back at the press and all that sort of thing. And they didn't play well last night, apart from the few minutes when they got the goal. But, you know, Spain just looked like a better team. France, you could say, maybe have better individuals. But look, it's all about that 16-year-old, a sensational goal. The body swerve nearly as good as the finish. And we'll be seeing that goal for many, many years. But they deservedly got through to the final.
Absolutely. What about tonight? You mentioned France and maybe the similarities with England. And they have it all to do, don't they, in terms of just getting their form? Although sometimes grinding your way through these games and yeah, getting them over the line each time, that says a lot too.
Yeah, well, this is this. You know, I suppose with other teams, comparisons are made, you know, like the tournament football thing. You know, we haven't played well, but we've made it through, this kind of thing. You hear that a lot with Germany over the years, that the kind of, we're a great tournament team, and they have been in the past at various competitions. England have not played to their full potential. If you put, you know, if you look at the two teams, this is the old thing about matches not being played on paper, but if you put the two teams down and look at the individuals that England have and the individuals that the Dutch have, England have better players, but which is the better team? The Dutch have been very good in the last two matches. Like, they were third in their group, and they lost to Austria on match day three, and then all of a sudden kind of came to life against Romania, came to life against Turkey coming from behind. But England, look, they are here. They've given plenty of drama to people. You can't take your eyes off the matches that they play in. But, you know, let's see what happens tonight. I don't think Southgate will do anything radical with the team. There's a lot of people thinking that Luke Shaw might come back in and give them more balance on the left-hand side, with a left-footed player playing on the left-hand side of their defence as a wing-back or something like that. But I don't know if he'll do that. He is quite conservative. And look, he will argue that that's got us to three semi-finals in the last four tournaments, and you can't really argue with that. But look, there's huge pressure on them, as always. That's what wearing that England jersey does. So we'll see how they play this evening. I think it's going to be tight again. Could be penalties again, certainly extra time, I would think. You know, I think the Dutch they'll try and impose themselves on it. I don't know who's going to have more of the ball. Will it be, you know, the Dutch have a lot of very good ball players, but, you know, I think it's going to be dramatic. That's what we're guaranteed this evening. It's going to be a tense evening.
That's the prediction from Dara Maloney. Drama. And at a great venue as well, Dara. We're all very jealous. Yes. In Dortmund tonight. Okay. Enjoy every minute of it. Shamrock Rovers played out a scoreless draw away to Víkingur Reykjavík in the first leg of their Champions League qualifier. Darren Nugent picked up a second yellow there, so he was sent off at about 9 minutes to go thereabouts. The sides meet again in Tala next week. In the athletics, Sarah Lavin, one of the standout performers at the Cork City Sports event last night. She won the 100 metres hurdles in 12.83 seconds. Super running, coming, I guess, just weeks away from the Olympics. She was thrilled to get the chance to compete last night.
I would have liked to maybe go a little bit quicker, but I guess going in with the other girls, there's very little between us on paper, so to be point one over point one and get the win is relatively cool enough tonight, but the wind was in the right direction, so it's so nice to compete at home. Obviously, I'm really in a thick training block at the moment because we're 1 month to go to get that peak, but to be able to practice a few things under pressure was a wonderful opportunity to do, obviously, in front of our home crowd.
Yeah, that was a brilliant performance there from her, wasn't it? Nick Riggs, who missed out in Paris, set a new Irish under 23 record in the 3,000 metres. He was third, very competitive international field. And we mentioned a 16-year-old earlier on. Well, Nick is still only 19. Big, big prospect and yet another underage record for him. The Irish under-20s will meet England in the semi-finals at the World Cup. Their final pool game against Australia cancelled because of a waterlogged pitch. If I think our rain is bad here, it's...
It is bad, Darren.
Yeah, it is, but it's dreadful over there. So the game had to be cancelled, but the Irish team awarded 2 points, enough to progress to the last four's third seeds. Sam Bennett, sixth on stage 10 of the Tour de France. And finally in the tennis, Carlos Alcaraz came from behind. He beat Tommy Paul to reach the Wimbledon semi-finals. We are not going to get Alcaraz against Jannik Sinner, the world number one, because Daniel Medvedev beat him yesterday. So it's Medvedev and Alcaraz in the semis.